This is the 27th of April, 1972, in the office of Albert Zyla, Kennedy Space Center, in Florida.
Well, actually, I was born and educated and raised in Austria. And Austria was occupied by Germany, applied for a job in Germany itself. And when I came out there, I had some difficulties because of the difference in the dialect and so on. So it was supposed to work with a French company there. So they wouldn't put me to work right away, so of course I wrote for some other jobs. And among them there was the one under Kultman, which I found later out, which was for the department of the Defense Department, the Department of the Army. Mm-hmm. And of course, after I got all these, after I got the job of him, I said, well, I was specifically a friend. I can't do a few things to go some other place. So he says, no, you can't do this. We have to put the work here. So of course, I had to tell the other companies, you know, I can't tell my friends to here. And so the department of the Army, of course, has my address. My name is my address. As soon as the war broke out, I was drafted as a civilian.
You were drafted into the Army?
As a civilian. Supreme member. As a civilian. So that's when I started out in, I guess it was October 39.
Okay, so just after the war, you were there?
No, before that. October 39.
So the war started September
39. That's right. October 39, I was arrested then in the civilian, and there I started out in the material test lab for, I guess it was some 3 months, and from there I was transferred to the test and area. I worked on the first one in the investigation of the injection system of the for the machine conduction program. And from there, of course, from the small test point, then moved up to the test point number 8, the 5 there, the machine thing was I was on test point number 1. For release and then, of course, I had to move up to section number 10, the big one for to take care of the issues for the launch of the train. So, of course, there we got the disease, so we had to say, by the way, we had to send the building. And it was directed there the building was prepared for full celebration. And after this, we moved to leave the bus into the family building and took a tail on and put in this firing stand. And the firing stand then was moved out to the firing door. I think the idea of concept of
a mural.
And then after the firing test, of course, the Indian was moved right into the assembly building and prepared for the exercise. So then we put on the Milo well and moved out to the food concern, test concern.
How did you remember the graphic of the first fire?
No, the first one.
I mean,
the first one. The first one was October
1st. What was the... Did you describe the first tried to break it at first, after the test.
You mean the therapy tool that you set up in
particular memories or anecdotes or stories or something like
that? Well, it's 10 billion tonight, I guess. So. I don't remember any anymore. I know we took their leave. I mean, everyone was excited because I guess there were quite a large number of people who didn't believe in that the rocket really lived back here. Well, I thought it was a good experience, you know. And this was a day when we had a heavy overcast. So the middle of a big lift off, of course, it didn't. I mean, I guess when the couple hundred people in the overcast happened. And it came down close to second number one. Then I guess it was the second time. It was in August, and then the first one was, I guess, the 4th of October.
So, the first two fires, how did you get the second one around
there? I guess that, of course, we tried to collect And indeed, I have statements of Middlebaugh's report in some of my friends, and that we all have arrested, even the army arrested, and I certainly said, well, this is fantastic to me. And I'm always before, you know.
Did you
give a bomb, or did you? No, at that time, it's and so I came back from my vacation, and the first thing I heard there when I started out this war was the uniform war. And in order to take over the chief tank, and this was an experimental experiment out the Gamma War. Yeah, 444. And the whole thing that we built an out for the best part here, yes. And so I was putting the uniform because we were only at the fifth car that time, the rocket. And the other first thing was a year, he was more in the theoretical side of I guess I put the uniform in my court for the first few months of get our ground together. I feel that was during when I was staying in the street area there in barracks around the area. But they put indoctrination to be different. I think I tried to believe, and all these times I did believe, and this kind of thing. So I put in the paper, and then of course, we participated, or what we did is we had which is the exercise of the how to connect it up, how to load it, how to get it out, and how to put it aside from there. And so this was done in September, and in October, of 43, we moved this outfit to, or this outfit was moved to Flitmore. The Heidelager area, and of course, in the meantime, the army established several companies.
Do you remember who you, what military people you were primarily working with? Remember the military men? Who you?
No, well, I mean, I was working at one point.
Yeah.
Adams, and actually, Major Young, he was my leader. Major Young?
Yeah. How do you spell his name?
J-A-H-N. He is,
John.
John. He is, he was the leader supervisor. And he was in charge of this 444.
And he was in charge of the 444.
Yeah. And he always told me I never make a mistake. He was, by the way, making out. He's here in the United States.
Oh.
He came to the United States much later. And
did you have his address?
I might have the address at home, but I know he's in, he was in, with the group the Steinhoff group in Alamogordo, New Mexico.
So I know what kind of afternoon you are.
Well,
Steinhoff moved to Ohio, he's in Dayton.
He's in Dayton now, yeah, he moved around.
Yeah.
Well, but he's Major Lance is a good friend of Steinhoff, so Steinhoff is all whether he stayed at Alamo Gordo or wherever he was, out of my area. So So that really then set up the different styles that you looked at.
What was it like in Bert's original when you first got there?
Well, it was what it was like. I guess not much here, but forest and some medicine.
There was already an ancestor camp there,
one or two little barracks there that can be added some more barracks, yeah.
Did you live in the barracks?
I lived there, lived in the barracks. And if I'm not mistaken, I guess they have six or six or eight in the house there, so, yeah. So we established the different firing types there. That's what we took there coming into the in pretty fast sequence. So we have the one firing type for which was the economic as I told you, the some people from the 44 side, which is one. And so they are we did something similar, so we had them arrive there and show them the different sequences from assembly to style. And then, of course, when we established, I don't know, but I guess we must have had some six or five, something like this here, because we have quite a few companies also. And each one has a different size than the other way.
But these are all mobile. We have
these are all mobile. No fixed. What do you
have?
What the group did is they just moved into a certain spot, clear out the spot, so some strategic necessary, and clear out this area, the needed area there, in order to be able to set up the firing tanks, to be able to move in with the minor range, and also be able to move in with the firing tanks. So, of course, I had to move from one firing place to another now to watch for any problems in case you need to go to the house.
Do you know where did you launch? I have a number of different launches. Do you know the general direction of launch? I'll send you some maps.
I guess we didn't fire